What's going on, everyone? This is Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka The Best, and welcome back to Sync Music Mondays. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce my host, the co-host, the man of the hour, the man, the myth, the legend, K Sparks, also known as Kyle Hunter. What's good, my brother?
What's up, bro? What's going on, Jay? What's good, man? You feeling healthy, man? Everything good?
I'm feeling amazing, man. It's just one of those days, man. I'm just feeling good.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Well, you know what it is, man. Sync Music Mondays, episode number 5. Shout out to all the subscribers. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting. I mean, it's just been phenomenal to see the feedback that we've been getting. And we love this. Like, we love financial literacy for musicians and just helping y'all elevate, man. So we love it, man. We love it. And you know what it is, Jay. You know what time it is, man.
What's the word of the day? He's a wordsmith. What's the word of the day?
All right. So y'all know that's our thing on Sync Music Mondays, the word of the day, motivational, inspirational content. So the word of the day for today, and y'all going to see it up on the screen. It's funny when people think you're the problem until you fall back and they still have the same problems. I'm going to say it again. It's funny when people think you're the problem until you fall back and they still have the same problems. So, you know, I know a lot of times people, they have different relationships, whether they're friendships, intimate relationships. And, you know, a lot of times you got people out there, you know, even if it's business relationships, some people can be narcissistic. And, you know, for the people that don't know what a narcissist is, that's someone who always is into blaming other people, putting other people down. They feel that they're perfect. You know, nothing's ever wrong with what they do, but they always like to highlight the flaws and just see the worst in other people. And that's a narcissist. And, you know, you got that in the business front. Men and women can be that way. And a lot of times you encounter those types of people. But, you know, you got to protect your energy. Like me and Jay say all the time, keep the same energy. That means align yourself with people. You know what I mean? People that are positive, people that are motivated, people that are driven, and people that will build you up. And the reality is with those types of people, they can blame you all they want, but the reality is once you choose to fall back or you remove yourself from their problematic lives, they're still going to have that problematic life, that still problematic attitude that they had before you came in the picture. Only difference is they try to blame you and make you the focal point for their problems. So, you know, that's the focus. Align yourself with good energy and that.
The word of the day. I love it. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I know recently, like, I don't know, within the past couple of weeks, people have been hitting me up asking me for, like, different resources, whether it's, you know, as a musician, producer, artist. So today I feel like we should talk about, you know, just maybe three different types of resources for, you know, musicians. So one, let's start with the Guild of Music Supervisors. Let's break that down. Break that down for them.
Definitely, definitely, man. So if a lot of musicians out there, if you're not too familiar with the Guild of Music Supervisors, that's essentially a organization that was formed with the intentional purpose of helping musicians with, they have different types of things, man. They do all types of workshops, all types of functions. And it consists of music supervisors, musicians, industry contacts that can definitely help you in regards to your music career. So I do know that they do have different membership tiers that are available. So if you're a musician, you can, I think it's like an annual fee, I believe it is, but you sign up. And what that does is that gives you access to all of these different events that they have and different type of things that the normal artist wouldn't know. So the latest and greatest that's happening within the music world or the music community, they make sure that you're educated. So if you're an artist, I highly, highly suggest that you register with the Guild of Music Supervisors. You can Google them. Like we always say, Google is your friend.
It's Googleable. It's Googleable.
That's the word, Googleable.
Second word of the day.
Second word of the day, man. So it's, you know, it's definitely a great organization. I know a lot of people, a lot of music supervisors that are part of that organization, and they definitely do their best to help educate artists. And they're on social media as well, so you can follow them across social media platforms, but they're very, very informative, you know?
I love it. I love it. Let's talk about another resource, Fiverr. I mean, I feel like there's so many different ways you can use Fiverr, whether that's you putting your services on there or you getting services on there. So I'll break a couple different ideas, you know, when it comes to Fiverr. One, if you're a producer, you can always, you know, put up your services as far as like your price for your tracks, mixing fees, mastering fees, you know, like what you charge to master a song, mix a song. So that's another way to get income in. And then also, a lot of times, if you're an artist and you're looking for artwork, you know, sometimes you might reach out to different graphic designers and they're going to charge you an arm and a leg just for a simple graphic. You're not asking for a lot. You just want something super basic and simple. But making the graphic yourself, that might not be something that you do. I mean, because like for me, I have plenty of great ideas when it comes to art in general, like artwork, but I can't execute that. I'm not Pablo Picasso. I can't do that. So nah, it's like, that's one of my faults. I can't do it, but I have great ideas. So if I want something super simple, why not go on Fiverr and somebody might charge, I'm just going to give you a ballpark figure, $10. I feel like that's affordable. $10, $15. You know what? Let's even go with $35. For a very simple, basic artwork, or maybe something that's even complicated that somebody would charge $500, $700 to do. So that is a great way to get artwork or just collaborate. There's a lot of people that want to collaborate on Fiverr. So whether that's you looking for a singer, boom, Fiverr. Artwork, Fiverr. Producer, Fiverr. Engineer, Fiverr. Whatever you need. Maybe even a manager or a connect or a plug to get you where you need to be. Fiverr. I think Fiverr should sponsor this.
Facts, man. Yo, that's all facts, Jay. And, you know, I just want to expand on what you said because, like, everything you said was spot on. And a lot of artists don't know about Fiverr, but you can really leverage that, like Jay said, because I remember when I first discovered Fiverr and I was like, well, what is this? Like, a lot of times we make a correlation with value between a price point. So, like, if something is too affordable, then we feel that it might be too good to be true. And we're like, oh, this is cheap. I don't want this, right? It's like, you know, somebody going to Liquidators as opposed to going to like Balenciaga, right? Like we automatically assume like this is trash and this is good. But with Fiverr, that's not the case. Like Jay said, I found so many gems on Fiverr in terms of like, regardless of what I need, like sometimes for graphics, I remember doing an album and the graphic designer wanted $1,000 for the artwork. I paid it, right? But at the end of the day, the average musician doesn't have disposable income to that point where it's like you're going to be spending $1,000 for artwork, especially if you have a high output. Like for me, myself, when I was doing Manic Mondays and that was every week we were putting out a new original song, I needed artwork like every week, you know? And for me personally, like, to imagine putting out a song every week and for an entire year and then paying $1,000 for every song, that's 4 bands a month. Like, there was no way that I was going to spend that kind of money for artwork. So Fiverr was an outlet that when I was putting out music at such a high rate and high intensity that it afforded me the opportunity to have massive amounts of artwork for a fair price. So like Jay said, graphic artwork, if you need that, go to Fiverr, man. You'll find anything you need. If you want visualizers for your music, where it's like you're putting out stuff on the internet and you want to have something that's fly, you can go to Fiverr. If you even want PR, which is like crazy, if you want to get some press and you don't have connections and you don't want to spend, you know, I remember one time I spent maybe like, you know, $5,000 for a publicist, right? If you don't want to spend that kind of money, you can go to Fiverr. They got different PR or promotional specialists that are on there that have these built-in relationships. Because like we said, your network is your net worth. So being tapped into these people that have these connections with all these magazines and all this press, they can actually get you looks that are amazing looks. Even singers, there are amazing singers that are on Fiverr. Like, it's insane the amount of talented people that you could tap into. So I always tell people, you know, don't sleep on Fiverr. That's definitely top tier. There's a lot of professional people on there. You know, even if you want videos, they can do videos. They got everything on there. So definitely tap into Fiverr. That's a great look, an excellent look. That's a major gem right there for y'all.
Hey, Fiverr, y'all got to cut the check now. I mean, I don't know how many times we said y'all name. I'm just saying, this time, we gonna, you know, that's another conversation for another day.
Cut the check. Cut the check, Flava. Stop playing.
Yeah. But nah, let's get into the last one. The last one. This is something that I just learned recently. And like I said, I'm going to be learning new things as long as, you know, with you all as well. So, number three, the Sound Initiative. Let's break down what the Sound Initiative is.
Absolutely, man. So, what I want to do, Jay, I'm going to go to their site right now because I know about the Sound Initiative, definitely, but I just want to read it in their own words, and then we're going to dive right into this, right? So, the Sound Initiative, right? So, in their own words, here we go. Let me pull it up right here. It's about them. So, they said the why, right? Like, in our first episode, like, we made sure that we discussed the 5Ws, so this is great. They talk about the why. What is the Sound Initiative? Why? In an effort to help spearhead change in media and promote inclusion and diversity in the sync world, three industry veterans, Sanaz Lavidian of, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Moshin, Emily Roman of Bank Robber, and Sharon Jennings of Band Music combined forces to break down barriers by creating this matchmaking platform to connect Black artists, songwriters, composers, and producers to sync reps. All right? So basically, what they're doing is they're trying to create opportunities for artists of color. I would say a lot of times I realize, like, within the sync world, I always say that the music is diverse, but ownership is not. So a lot of times when you look at the landscape of sync licensing, it's not level, you know, and I'm all about representation. I feel that that matters. That's important. And when you look at a lot of the artists, you see a lot of artists of color, but when in terms of ownership and business owners, or not even, you know, because everybody's not fit to own a business, but even in terms of being inclusive within staffing. So a lot of times you'll go to websites and you don't see people of color, right? Like, you don't even see, like, if you look at a staff, you don't even see a black face. So that's a problem, right? So, you know, representation does matter. So the fact that they are starting this initiative, whereas they're trying to make it more easier and accessible for talented artists that deserve a shot to connect with business professionals within the industry, this is a big look. So, you know, for all the artists listening to this, make sure that you definitely check out the Sound Initiative. And you can apply. You can go online. You can apply. You provide links to your music. And then from there, they'll listen to it and they'll make an assessment to try to connect you with some industry professionals. So that's a good look, man. I think it's a game changer because representation definitely does matter, you know?
Definitely. And not just in the music field. I feel like in every field, because sometimes you might see people now because it's the end thing to do as far as trying to be more inclusive, like in front of the camera or in front of the general public. But behind the scenes, it's pretty much all, I'm going to call a spade, it's all white. So it's just like, it's very important that you support initiatives like this when you see people of color behind the scenes, not just in front of the camera, but behind the scenes that's really providing these opportunities, because it's not a lot of opportunities like this. So shout out to the Sound Initiative. I love what y'all doing right now. I love it.
Absolutely, man. And all artists, you know, make sure y'all tap in. And, you know, like Jay said, it's like, you know, and I was saying, representation does matter. Like, you know, I remember, like, when the George Floyd thing happened and, you know, tragedy once again. And, you know, so many people and companies, like, you know, they would put the blackout thing on social media. So it would be a black thing on social media. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's cool and all. But, you know, when we talk about real sustainable change, then we talk about empowerment, right? We got to talk about being inclusive and representation. So, you know, to do a social media post, the gesture is nice, but on the back end, if your business practices don't reflect being inclusive and your company is not it's not a representation of having an equal playing field, then you're part of the problem, you know? I mean, and just to put up a blacked out thing, you pretty much played yourself, because that's not real. You know, that's just putting lipstick on a pig. You're just doing it because it's trendy. But in the structuring of your organization, you're not trying to empower minorities. And, you know, no one can tell me at the end of the day that minorities, you know, aren't just as talented, if not more talented, than their white counterparts. So, you know, if you want to be real, you want to be authentic, then put your money where your mouth is. Start hiring black staff, you know, start hiring other minorities that are talented, you know, and let's start to fight systemic racism and be real about it, you know, and not just for show.
Hear you. Don't just talk that talk, walk that walk if you really about it. I'm just saying. We don't want no posts, you know, here and there. Like, nah, really do the work.
Facts. Facts. Facts, man. So you know, I think this was dope, Jay. I mean, you know, straight to the point, man. Like, kind of just, you know, dropping some gems for you guys that are, you know, it's tangible information that you can utilize to help you. You know, you got the Guild of Music Supervisors. You got Fiverr, where you can get everything you need, whether it's artwork, mixing, collaborations, PR, you know, for affordable pricing. And then, like we said, the Sound Initiative, where you can actually submit your music. So definitely submit. And, you know, we want to see you guys win. That's what this is about, you know?
There's room for everybody to eat. Everybody eats.
Everybody.
Yeah, so if y'all have any questions, you know, feel free to email us, contact us. And, you know, until next time.